Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kanier, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. Thank you for listening this morning. So on today's show, my guest is Chandra Roberts. Good morning, Chandra.
Hi, Carol. Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad that you're joining me today. I am actually very excited to have Chandra on the show today because we are here to celebrate nurses, right?
Nurses Week is coming up.
Exactly. It's May 6th through the 12th. But tell us, what is the actual Nurses Day?
Nurses Day, we celebrate on May 6th.
Right. And then we just found out, too, what, International Nurses Day?
International Nurses Day is May 12th.
Wow, great. And, you know, I think our community is aware of nurses. You know, you come to the hospital, you get helped by a nurse, you know, you go to the ED, you go to your doctor's office, there's usually a nurse there. But I think this is one time of the year we can really celebrate nurses. So thank you, you know, in advance for everything you have done for the nursing staff at Way Memorial Hospital. Any nurse out there, thank you for everything that you do for us.
You're welcome.
So some exciting news, and I know she didn't want me to mention this, but I do have to congratulate you because you just received your master's degree, correct?
I did.
And that is amazing because you worked full time, you have a family, and you obtained your master's in health administration, correct?
Sure. Yes, I did.
So tell us a little bit about being a nurse. Like, how did you start?
I started actually here at Way Memorial when I was just out of my senior year in high school. Started as a nursing assistant and worked here on my school breaks from nursing school for 4 years. And then I worked here for 1 year as a brand new graduate nurse mm-hmm. in the ICU. And then I traveled, went out of the area for a while to kind of explore the possibilities, because that's the nice thing about nursing. There are many different avenues and possibilities and things to check out and try out in your career. And then after having children and needing to be closer to my family, we moved back to this area. And that was 15 years ago.
Right, right. And you're a native of Wayne County.
Correct.
So it's wonderful that, you know, yes, you've come back here to further your career, raise your family, and be part of Wayne Memorial Hospital. So that's awesome. That's awesome. In your career as a nurse, so, you know, let's go back. You talked about you started as like a nurse's aide, correct?
Yes.
And was your goal always to be a nurse then?
At that time, yes. That's okay. Why I was accepted here to work as a nursing assistant, because much like we offer now, we kind of search for those who have the desire to go into nursing school and will train on the job. Mm-hmm. New nursing assistants who have that end goal in mind to go back to nursing or go on to nursing school. So we entertain a lot of high school students now,
right?
As we did back then.
Mm-hmm. And many of our local high schools we work closely with, like Wallenpaupack, Wayne Highland School Districts, they have their allied programs, correct? And they're
correct. Yep.
That train the students young to be part of nursing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that those individuals that come in, those students that come into the hospital, they really have a great experience, don't they?
I believe they do. Yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, and you being a nurse at Wayne Memorial, you know, back in the 90s until now, how much have you seen Way Memorial grow?
Phenomenally.
Right?
Yes. It's been amazing to watch the growth, the changes, the expansions. Exciting. And in my former job as nurse educator for 11 years, I was kind of very much at the forefront of a lot of those additions. Addition of the stroke center, addition of the trauma center designation, addition of the cath lab, because through all of those additions to our services, I got to be the nurse educator through it all and get the staff up to par on where they needed to be and proficient in taking care of all the patients that were anticipated to come through those areas. And then as I took this new job as a manager, kind of my last duty as nurse educator and first duty as nurse manager of the inpatient units was to provide all and coordinate the orientations to the new wing, the new facility, the third and fourth floors. And that was a pretty big project, but an exciting project, of course.
Right.
That addition was huge and the patients absolutely love it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And as a nurse, the technology that you've seen grow at Way Memorial, yes, we did put our new expansion on the G Wing, which basically had the up-to-date technology, devices, instruments, anything you would need. As a nurse, has that helped, you know, your career or anyone's career in nursing?
I believe so. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think Way Memorial has always been, our administration has always tried to keep us in the forefront of allowing us the possibilities to expand our technology that way. As a nurse educator, I trained a lot of people from other facilities that would come and be very impressed by the amount of technology that was up to date
here, right,
that we had to offer. So mm-hmm. absolutely.
Yes. Right. So, I mean, yeah, technology is definitely helpful. But I think as a nurse, what makes nurses special is the compassion that they have, the patience that they have, besides an actual patient, but the patient and the understanding to listen to individuals, to take care of them. Because as a nurse, technology, a computer screen is helpful, but the actual hands-on is really what you do on a daily basis as a nurse, correct?
Yes.
So, through your career, last year and even into this year, we know has been most challenging for, you know, the whole nation, the whole world, when we talk about COVID-19. Did you ever think in your nursing career that you would experience something like this?
Not for a moment.
Mm-hmm. And what, I mean, without getting emotional, because I know you can, because you were on the front lines most days when COVID hit. What was that like?
It was very scary,
yeah.
To be honest with you. When I was voluntold to open a COVID unit, that was a scary thing. It was scary for myself, scary for my staff, scary for my family.
Mm-hmm.
Because we went into this not knowing if any of us would be able to come home for several weeks. It didn't turn out that way. Thankfully, most of us were able to come home at the end of our shift. But
right.
Going into the pandemic and things that we were watching from around the world, and the sickness that was impacting communities in our country and other countries, it was scary to watch on the news and watch this unfold in front of us before it even hit us in our community. So hindsight is 20/20, and when we look back now, we might say, oh, maybe it wasn't that bad. But at the time, it really was
right.
that bad. Scary times to not know how this was going to impact us on a personal level
mm-hmm.
and on a professional level.
Mm-hmm. So if someone's looking to go into nursing, can you think of like maybe one or two qualifications or qualities that person may need to have to become a nurse?
Sure. Good qualities are great communication skills. And communication skills, meaning you have to work on an interdepartmental team of people as a nurse. You're communicating with your patients. You're the advocate for your patients. And you're communicating with physicians and people from other departments and other disciplines to try to get the patient back to the way that they should be. However
right.
they expect to leave Wayne mm-hmm. Memorial or the hospital, no matter where it is, if they need to get back to independence to be able to go home or achieve, you know, through physical therapy, the abilities to move to rehab or something like that. No
right.
matter what it is, good communication keeps everybody on the
right.
same page and progressing our patients where they need to go. The second skill is patience with a C, not a T, because it's a very tasking career.
Mm-hmm.
There's a huge emotional component to taking care of people. There are people who we become very attached to because we're human. And when we see sad things happen to them or their families, you know, that we almost have to create a barrier in a way, but then that's a difficulty too.
Right.
And dealing with those can be a very rewarding for
mm-hmm.
a nurse, but after a while we also have to find healthy ways to cope with those things.
Right, right. So, you know, again, you know, we're here, we're celebrating nurses for Nurses Week that's coming up May 6th through the 12th. So if anyone's out there and you know a nurse or anyone in the nursing field, because, you know, we're talking about RNs, you know, basically, but there's more to nursing staff. There's unit clerks, right? There's nurses aides. It really is a big umbrella when you talk about nursing.
Absolutely, yes. Right? We have nurse case managers. We have utilization review. We have nursing assistants who are such a huge component of our progress as an institution. Our unit coordinators and monitor techs kind of keep us all organized.
Right.
Keep things flowing. And our nurse managers, you know, are the umbrella over it all. So there are so many different components. Our technicians also who assist in procedures and things like that.
Right. So again, we want to thank all of you nurses out there for everything that you do on a daily basis. So kind of give me an idea. Would someone, if someone came to the emergency room, would they experience a nurse? Probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
When they check into the emergency room, a nurse is one of the first people that lays eyes on a patient. Mm-hmm. And an ER nurse has been specifically trained to establish a scoring tool to see how sick you are when you arrive there, because that's part of what the ER triaging system. So a nurse looks at every patient within the first few minutes of arrival.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that care continues if they're in the ED. And then if they come into the hospital and they're admitted to the floor, a nurse's aide would...
A nursing assistant might bring them to the floor, but a nurse does their admission assessment for that first hour.
Right, right. And then usually the last person that they may talk to you when they leave the hospital would be a nurse, right?
Giving discharge instructions, absolutely.
Right. So, if someone has never been to the hospital or, you know, goes to their physician maybe once a year, they may not experience a nurse on a regular basis. So they may think nurses are there to give injections, to start an IV. But it's also, like we talked about, education. So your knowledge on diabetes, on high blood pressure, on heart disease, on, you know, Alzheimer's, on just, you know, someone who's being discharged because they had hip replacement, all of that information and knowledge you need to know about, don't you?
Absolutely.
So, you know, how do you keep yourself up to date with all that information?
We provide the nurses with tons of resources, and some of it standardized so that, you know, over time they learn and grow to know what to expect and what to provide of patient education regarding, you know, medical conditions and medications that go along with it. We have, you know, our physicians who are very involved in that as well, in providing the patients similar education when they meet with them. And then our pharmacy team helping with medication education as needed. So it really is a team effort.
Mm-hmm.
Social services and case management get involved in,
right,
in helping prepare for discharges as well, and getting everybody on the same page and getting the patient educated. What's coming soon is pretty exciting to us, is a digital program. We have all nice digital TVs in our new wing, but the digital programs are going to allow us to provide a playlist of educational videos for patients to watch. So for example, if they've had a stroke and we want the patient to learn about types of strokes and how to take care of themselves at home and medications to anticipate when they get discharged, we can give them a video list to watch while they're there. And they're creative videos, they're attractive videos, and again, it's standardization of education.
Mm-hmm.
So that everybody gets the same thing.
Right. And we memorial overall any kind of services that we provide. We meet the highest standards that are out there. You talk about guidelines and things like that. Anything we do, we always have met the highest standards, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Right. We only have a couple minutes. You know, we talked about a lot of in hospital nursing, but you also helped out many times when I've called on you to do community education with students, right?
Mm-hmm.
You went out to the SHINE program last year. I don't know if you remember, with the kids in kindergarten through fifth grade. And how was that? How was that experience?
That was fun. Yeah, I would have forgotten about that until now. But yeah, that was quite an experience to introduce myself to a group of young children as a nurse. And talk to them about, what's your experience? Do you know what a nurse is? What do nurses do? And their little perceptions are just fabulous.
Aren't they? That's really great. So, Chandra, thank you so much for being on the show today. I think, giving everyone in our community a real perspective, from your view, is really important, and how much we really do need nurses in our community. So if anyone is interested in becoming a nurse, is there a website or any information that they can find out about?
Absolutely. You know, you could call the main hospital number and ask for me, and I don't mind answering questions. If you're questioning about what is nursing all about, you can call our nursing education department. There are plenty of resources out there and to figure out what nurses do and what avenues there are, because there's a million different avenues in the field of nursing, to be honest. And if you get tired of one avenue, you can easily find a different one that might be more suitable. And that's part of the fun of nursing, I think.
I totally agree with you. A career in nursing, you will always have a job. You will always find something, I think, that you love to do. I think that's amazing. So again, thank you for everything that you do. All the nurses out there, whatever level you're at, thank you for everything you do for us.
You're welcome.
And again, this is Carol Kinnear, Way Memorial Community Manager, wishing you a great day, and thank you for listening.